Track 14, The Mardler. A roundup of stray news and previews from around the county. Gold-winning Paralympian shares inspiring story. Norfolk Paralympian Jessica Jane Applegate shared her experience of breaking records and winning medals in a groundbreaking edition of The Big Issue, compiled by and featuring people with learning disabilities. The partnership with MenCap marked Learning Disability Week. Jessica Jane from Great Yarmouth is a MenCap Mythbuster and a three-time Paralympian swimmer. She said, "I love winning medals because it makes me feel like all the hard training and work that I've put in has paid off. My favourite is gold. I love coming first. When I was growing up, I struggled with too much energy, no concentration, and had tried different things, but they were more group activities and I didn't communicate well. My mum took me to the special needs swim school where my teachers were really understanding and I didn't need to interact with anyone else, just swim. I love being somewhere where I can be me. I love the sound of water. It's peaceful and I feel safe away from the rest of the world. I have a learning disability with multiple health conditions, but you can't see them. I wish the world was more inclusive for people with unseen disabilities. I would tell other people with a learning disability that you should not let anyone tell you that you can't go for your dreams. Go for it."
Stalham Town FC holds fundraising golf day. Stalham Town Football Club raised £3,400 at its first golf day at Barnum Broom. Players, who included some Stalham Town veterans, had to dodge a few raindrops as they played their rounds. There was also a raffle and a silent auction. The organisers thanked Bycroft estate agents, CMT Reed Brothers and Haynes Marine, for their sponsorship, those who donated raffle prizes, and Vicky Walker and Teresa Osborne for their help on the day. The money will help improve facilities at Stalham Town's home ground, Rivers Park, and the youth, ladies and men's teams who play there.
West Norfolk Hospice thanks volunteers. The Norfolk Hospice, Tapping House, held their annual event at King's Lynn Town Hall to celebrate and thank the volunteers who commit their time to make a difference. The event coincided with National Volunteers Week. Volunteers from the local community are essential to the hospice's work, helping to support 4,500 patients and their families every year. Volunteers help in a variety of roles, including working at their charity shops, driving patients to and from the hospice to take part in therapy or counselling sessions, gardening in the hospice grounds, helping to make the wards a welcoming and caring environment for patients and visitors, answering telephones, or helping out with fundraising and events. To find out more about volunteering, go to norfolkhospice.org.uk.